off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What are you doing in first class?
So, the pilot was from Pakistan. I said, hey, I know a guy from Pakistan. I work with him. And then he said, hey, why don't you come to the front and sit in the big chairs?
But that's me. I'm the guy from Pakistan.
I told him that, and then he put me here.
Okay, but I, the guy from Pakistan,
right,
I'm back in economy.
Sir, you're going to need to take your seat. And Captain Bashir wanted you to have these samosas his mother made.
Oh, no, thank you.
At the airport terminal, the planes are landing. And the sky's so high and the ground so low. And I think I'm dying, but I'm just being born. At the airport terminal, the planes are landing. And through the terminal, we all shall go.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, the co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. All right, so we have some news. The government may be changing the game on us once again. ADS-B out was required as of when, Dennis, again?
January of 2020. Remember the whole mandate to equip if you wanted to fly
right
near Class Charlies, Class Bravos, yeah, wanted to go offshore. In other words, like, you know, international flights, you had to be equipped with ADS-B out.
They want to know where you are. But you didn't have to have ADS-B in, but
in was provided as a carrot. It was an incentive. So, hey, if you equip your airplane and do ADS-B out, which is going to give us the ability for safety and for surveillance, you know, for us to be able to know where you are, better positioning for, instead of radar. In exchange, we're going to give you these all these tools with the weather mm-hmm. and traffic, you know, in your cockpit. Great. Yeah.
That's excellent. But if you chose to refrain from getting that option just for whatever reason, cost being probably the biggest prohibitive factor in that regard, because, you know, depending on what your plane is, it could get fairly expensive.
And yeah, it depends how you want to do it. I mean,
yeah,
the entry level, the cheapest option is to build it your own. You can literally build something called a Stradux, which is a Raspberry Pi, a couple little USB sticks and some antennas. You can put that together for probably $200.
Okay. But
it's
if you want to get a turnkey situation,
a much more polished would be something like a Stratus 4, you uh-huh. know, and those are, you know, $700-$800 for something like that.
Right.
And it goes up from there. You want to have something built in and hardwired that can talk directly to your avionics. Well, now you're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
I think one of the least expensive hardwired solutions is out of Avidyne. Their little Free Flight 200 or something like that. That'll hardwire directly to your Avidyne radio stack, giving you the ADS-B in traffic, weather, all of that directly to your panel. Mm-hmm. But that involves installation and an extra antenna, all sorts of costs there.
Right.
So
we have more options now, and, you know, a few $100 upwards of, like you said, if you want to have a total install, it could get a little pricey, but there are more options now. And I mean, what are they saying though now that they're already starting to restrict certain airspaces that you're going to be able to fly or what?
What is happening is this is in response to the unfortunate collision in Washington, D.C. between that Black Hawk helicopter and the American Airlines commuter flight.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that anywhere that ADS-B out is required, they want to make it mandatory that the aircraft be equipped with ADS-B in. And so the question that I still have that I have not seen answered by anybody is, what does that mean for ADS-B in? Is a four-flight equipped iPad with a Sentry or a Stratus going to be considered
suffice.
Adequate?
Right.
Or are they going to be like they did with ADS-B out, where it has to be panel-mounted, physically connected to the airplane? And if that's the case, we're going to be looking at, you know, a very significant investment by the pilot community in order to be able to meet that mandate again.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, have they put any restrictions in so far, or is just in bill form, right?
Something's it's in bill proposed. Form right now. It's going to happen because, yeah, you know, that was a very unfortunate accident, and it could have been avoided had the Black Hawk been broadcasting ADS-B out. Had they been looking at their, had ADS-B inside that helicopter, they may have been able to better identify the fact that they had that airplane in front of them and not where they thought it was. So I can see it from a safety standpoint. I personally do not like flying without ADS-B because to me, it's like having another set of eyes.
Sure. Yeah. And it's going to probably alert you to warning, you know.
Oh, you can get traffic notifications. It'll actually tell you traffic, you know.
Right.
At 2 o'clock, 2 miles, you know, well, whatever it might be.
Even like a Stratus 4, like, I mean, what are those? Those are about $700, you say, right now?
Yeah, right around that price.
And that's for in and out?
No, that is in only. Out has to be physically installed in the airplane. It's part of your transponder system.
Okay.
It's going either like a tail beacon or in my airplane, we have the Stratus ESG.
But it's required now anyway. So, right.
It's required in theory, if you're going to be around major airports like Orlando, so any class Bravo, if you're going to fly over or in a class Charlie, and if you're going to fly above 18,000 feet, or if you're flying, you know, internationally, if you're crossing the border, you have to be ADS-B equipped.
Right. So that's pretty much everybody, unless you're out in the middle of the sticks.
No, I mean, here at Buckingham, I don't need ADS-B to operate in and out of my airport, unless I want to go to RSW, which is the main airport for the class Charlie.
Right.
Or if I want to go to Sarasota, or if I want to get within 30 miles of Orlando. So those are the places that you have to have it.
Okay.
So there's still a lot of space that you don't need ADS-B out.
Well, or it's not required.
It's not required.
Right.
So, but I think from a safety standpoint,
makes sense.
You're doing yourself a disservice to one, not have your airplane broadcasting, two, and not being able to receive and see that as a backup for your eyeballs.
So what's your prediction? This goes through, and then what you think they'll do, like 2030, like 5 years?
Oh, I don't think so. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot quicker, especially if they allow portable devices for ADS-B in which case it's a non-issue because you can basically take your phone and a inexpensive ADS-B in receiver and meet the mandate. If they require a hardwired solution, then I think we're going to see the alphabet organizations weighing in a little bit more heavily on the mandate, and then you might see things slip because I don't have a couple $1,000 just laying around to go spend on, you know, ADS-B basically duplicating what I already have.
Right.
So I can see a lot of other people in the same situation.
I mean, why would they put that requirement in anyway? I mean, I don't think that would make any sense, would it?
Well, it does, because then you're guaranteed the thing's going to work. What happens if you have your ADS-B is an iPad and a portable solution? You have a lot of moving pieces that are all dependent on each other. You've got an iPad that can overheat or be a dead battery. You've got a portable receiver that's got its own battery that needs to be charged and can run out. All of those things can be eliminated if you say it has to be panel mounted, which means you have to have ADS-B in and something to display it on in the cockpit. So, you know, a Garmin touchscreen, an Avidyne touchscreen, something.
Yeah. So, but I mean, Stratus has proved its worth.
Yes, it has. But it still requires that you have an iPad or an iPhone or something to display it on. And, you know, look at the solutions that they've come with. My GoFlight's got cases now with cooling fans to keep them from overheating in the Florida sun.
Right. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they would have a valid argument to require anything more substantial than that.
We're talking the FAA here and the Congress. we're expecting rational solutions out of the government. Let's be fair here.
That's true too. Okay. Well, there's that, but I don't know. It's interesting, the timing. So it's 2020. Here we are in 25, and maybe 10 years later, you're going to have both ADS-B in and out, and it's required. That's what I'm just wondering, if it's just, that's just coincidence. 5 years, and now they're talking. You think it'll happen quicker, though? That's your prediction, huh?
We'll see.
We will see.
On what the rule looks like. If they require hardwired equipment, they're going to have to give us more time to comply.
Or they just like round numbers, like every 5 years. Who knows? More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.